Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Pop Culture University podcast, where we talk about what is going on in pop culture and see what we can learn from it. I'm your host, Patty Emminger. You may know me as Patty Pop Culture from TikTok. If it's your first time here, thank you so much for coming. If it is not your first time here, thank you so much for coming back. I love you. I stan you. I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. I hope you're having a great Pride Month. I hope you like marched in a parade or did something LGBTQ in the sheets or something. It is Wednesday, and I got a new phone yesterday, and I'm so happy about that. I got the iPhone 13 Pro Max. I know, mad luxurious, right? And I got so much storage on my phone that they didn't even have it in store. I had to order it online and get it shipped to the store. Yeah, because I'm just that fucking fancy. They had to go to their dupe storage unit to get it. I just need fucking storage. I'm so sick of deleting things that I like and videos that I like that could be memories forever just because I need to make room for another video on my phone because I'm like a content creator or some shit. And they actually shipped the wrong color to the store at first, or they were going to. They were going to ship me a blue iPhone. And I don't know about you guys. I cannot stand for a blue iPhone. You know, I'm not a member of the Blue Man group. That's not a cute aesthetic. Who wants to walk around with a colored phone, in my opinion? That's gross. It's not the vibe. Stop. Like, who would walk around with a green or red phone or a blue phone? That sounds crazy to me. So I made them order me a silver one. And the camera is so good. I feel like Stephen King out here directing these films. It's such a high quality camera. You should get an iPhone 13 Pro Max if you don't have one. Anyway, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Demi Lovato put out a new song. And they interest me. They are like deep in their spiral or something. The lyrics to this song are trauma baiting, because that's what Demi does to get streams. She added she to her pronoun, so we can say she. They are trauma baiting to get streams on the new song, talking about how Demi's in rehab again and when is this shit gonna end. I can't believe I'm not dead. Those are the lyrics to her new song. I'll play it, but yeah, that's what's going on this new music week update for the new music. The topics for today are, we're going to talk about Britney Spears' wedding. It was a crazy day. Besides just her getting married, it was an insanely eventful day. And then we're going to talk about Justin Bieber and the fact that half of his face is paralyzed. I'm not kidding. And then we're going to talk about Amy. Oh my God. Sorry, not fat Amy. We're going to talk about Rebel Wilson being outed by someone with her new girlfriend. But before we get into it, if you can just rate this podcast 5-star on Spotify, leave a review, Apple Podcasts, post a screenshot of you listening to it on your Instagram story, I will DM you and follow it because it's your favorite Monday, Wednesday, Friday class. And without further ado, let's get into it. By the way, I realized it's been Monday this whole time while making this podcast. That's how fucked up I am in the summer. So happy Monday, everyone. Monday.
Demi leaves rehab again. When is this shit gonna end? Sounds like a voice in my head. I can't believe I'm not dead. I'm alive by the skin of my teeth. I survive when it got harder to breathe. Asking why does it make it easier? Go easier on me. God damn it, I just wanna be free. But I can't cause it's a fucking disease. I'm alive by the skin of my teeth.
Demi leaves rehab again. When is this shit gonna end?
When is this shit gonna end, Demi? That's what I want to know. When is... Never mind. Let me just stop while I'm ahead. Anyway, June 19th, 2022 is now a historic day in American history because America's and the world's princess of pop, Britney Jean Spears, got married to her younger man, cougar up in here, Sam Asghari, model of the world. He's 28. She is 40. But age gaps don't stop us these days. I feel like everyone has an age gap relationship right now. And if you don't, you're off trend. So break up and get someone older or younger than you. Get with it. They met during her Slumber Party music video in 2016. He was the love interest, you know, the sexy hunk who she had a slumber party with, if you know what they're saying. They use their bodies to make their own videos. Turn on the music that makes us go fucking crazy, go. I love that song. I've watched that video so many times. And I knew they were going to get together from the second I saw that music video. The second I saw her twerking on him in that leotard, I knew it was meant to be. She was talking about what she felt when she first met him. And she said, quote, "I was like, he's really cute. This guy's just really cute. So then I called him, and ever since then, he is just really fun, a funny person. That's the best of both worlds, attractive and hilarious to be around. I'm really happy for her that she has found him." Their wedding day was really beautiful. She held the ceremony at her house in her backyard. The setup was full of lilac flowers and drapes and crystals, and a horse and carriage brought her up to the house to walk through the aisle in her wedding gown. And it was so beautiful. They literally made her house look like a princess's castle. And I'm happy she did it at her house. It's like she's reclaiming this place that she was trapped in all this time and recreating new happy memories there, kind of changing the narrative. I think it's so cool she did it in her house. She had a custom Versace gown on that I think was really flattering for her. She had that messy, like, I just danced up a storm and I'm a hot bitch hair. You know the hair I'm talking about, that wavy kind of fringy hair that she does. Looking like she just got off stage. Miss Spears has never wanted to do something formal or boring, so she looked amazing. She was wearing a lot of jewelry. She had 62 carats of jewelry on, which is insane. So expensive. I couldn't even take the pressure of walking around with such expensive jewelry on me. I don't even like when people ask me to hold their phone because I feel like I'm going to break it or drop it and I'll owe them $1,000. So good for her for being confident while wearing that. They said their vows in a backyard ceremony that took about 10 minutes. And I'm sure their vows went something like, "Britney, even if you burn down the gym again, I will stay with you no matter what you post on Instagram. It doesn't matter, babe." And then Britney said, "I do." And it was beautiful. Let's talk about the guest list. This guest list was star-studded as fuck. It was like, it's like having the radio at your house. It's having the whole playlist in one place. They had Madonna, the queen of pop. Obviously, Britney was there, the princess of pop. Selena Gomez, one of the new princesses of pop of this generation. They had Donatella Versace. Ansel Elgort, which I don't know why he was there. A little weird to me, especially knowing all the controversy and scandals he was in not long ago. Anyway, good for him. Will.i.am, because bitch, you know, you want now rocking with Will.i.am and Britney, bitch. She couldn't party without him at her wedding. Did I say Drew Barrymore? Anyway, I did now. Paris Hilton was also there. She missed DJing for the president and other presidents of other countries. They, for some reason, asked her to DJ at some, like, meetup all the presidents were doing. I think just to, like, get some press and have, like, young people watch it. But she said this was more important. So I love that for her. I love that she said Britney Spears is more important. That just goes to show how much people love Britney. And Paris is a real fucking one for that. Now let's talk about who was not on the guest list. Her family. Her family. Period. As they shouldn't be. Her family was not there, not the mom, not the dad, not the gross sister, Jamie Lynn. They were all at home crying on their beaten up, stained futons, eating ramen noodle because now they're broke. Her mom actually commented on one of her Instagram posts and she said, "Also, can you believe Britney hasn't blocked them? I love that she doesn't block them though. And now they just have to watch her be rich and happy without them." Her mom commented, "You look so radiant and so happy. Your wedding is the dream wedding. And having it at your home makes it so sentimental and special. I'm so happy for you. I love you." Bitch, suck her ass. You don't love her. You're not happy for her. You're trying to get back on her good side. That was the shittiest comment I've ever heard in my life. So sentimental. Was it sentimental when you were stealing from her and trapping her in her house for 13 years, bitch? Jamie Lynn liked to post about it, I'm sure, on her iPhone 8 because that's all she can afford at the moment. Again, Britney doesn't give a fuck. You didn't get invited. The dad probably live streamed it from prison or something where he should be. But the okay, so the family wasn't there. But the craziest thing about this is that her ex-husband, who was also not on the guest list, crashed the event. Yeah, he was uninvited. He fully crashed it. Jason Alexander, you might not even know him, but she was married to him for 55 hours in 2004. Take that, Kim K. Trying to have a short marriage out here. You're talking to Britney Spears. You can't compare. He went on Instagram Live, drunk and legit walked into her backyard, live streaming the whole thing, and got into her house. Where is the security? Where he was yelling Britney's name. Where's Britney? Where's the party? He's like that. Amanda, please. Girl. Like, leave her alone. Get a job. Why did he even think this was a good idea? Why did he even think he should crash it in the first place? And then security's going to let him in? Britney needs mounds of security after what she's been through and all the press she's getting this year. Let's tighten that up, please. She probably saw him in the backyard and was like, oh my God, how did that fan get in? She don't remember you, bitch. Anyway, here's the video of him breaking in.
Where's Britney at?
Get off property now.
Where's Britney at?
Get off property now.
I'm good. I wouldn't put your hands on me, brother. He's on property. They know I'm here. Tell me.
You have to leave.
Hey, where's Britney at?
You have to leave.
Hey, tell me the truth. Where's Britney at?
You have to leave.
Britney! Britney! No. Britney gotta have a gun.
No.
Hey, Britney! Hey, where's Britney at, bro? I'm Jason Alexander. First husband.
Oh,
I'm here to crash the wedding, bro. Fuck that. No, my name's Jason Alexander. Britney invited me here. Britney Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband. I'm here to crash the wedding because nobody's here but Sam. So where the fuck's the family and there's Cade right there. Cade! Cade! Come here, Cade! Let's go.
People from Britney's past keep trying it. They aren't done trying to take shit from her, those entitled fucks. Anyway, Jason Alexander was arrested and charged with trespassing, vandalism, and battery, and Sam and Britney already got a temporary restraining order against him, as they should. He's so weird for that. Oh my God. Imagine the peak of your life being 55 hours with Britney Spears. Anyway, the best part of the night, truly the best part of the night, is when she walked herself down the aisle. She didn't have anyone walk her down the aisle. She did it by herself, independently. Legend, shit, icon issue that is so empowering and so cool. It's this huge full circle moment where she is independent and she's going to do the one thing you're supposed to do with someone else that means so much to you and your family alone, because she doesn't need them, because they have mortally betrayed her. And she's standing on her own two feet without them and have left them in the past. And that is so cute. It's like the fairy tale ending. And I'm so happy Britney got to have this victory lap of a wedding to celebrate her new life and independence with her real family, which is her chosen family. So what can we learn from this? I think we can learn that sometimes your real family is not the people you were born into. It's not the people who are your blood-related family. Your real family can sometimes be your chosen family, who you truly feel at home with, who you truly love. And sometimes that's okay. You don't have to stay in a family where you don't feel loved, where you're abused, where you don't feel appreciated. Your chosen family and your real family is who you feel the best with, who really supports you, empowers you, and is by your side no matter what, like a real family should be. Chosen families are a real thing that a lot of people have, so never feel ashamed if you don't have the strongest family vibe or connection anymore, and the people you really call family are your friends, because life is about being happy, and if you're going to be happy with those people, call them your real family. And I'm so happy Britney has found her chosen family and a man who loves her and everyone who loves her in her life to be, you know, her chosen family.
Like slumber party. We got them candles hanging from the ceiling low. We use our bodies to make our own videos.
Justin Bieber cannot feel his face when he's with you, literally, because he took to all social medias this weekend to let the world know that half of his face is paralyzed. He posted the video, half of the face drooping, his one eye could not blink, he could not lift his lip on the other eye, it was drooping. How does the not blinking thing even work? Is that painful? I guess if you're paralyzed, you don't feel it, but that's really wild. I wonder when, if like the sensation comes back, it starts being painful. Anyway, half of his face is paralyzed due to Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. He explained in the video. It was 3 minutes long. So Ramsey-Hunt syndrome is a byproduct of the same virus that causes chickenpox and shingles. I guess the virus can become active again and give you something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It starts in your ear. And it can create like ringing in your ear. Well, I'll get into that. But that's the virus that keeps on giving. Really? I'm so thankful I've never had that. I'm very sorry if you do. Hopefully the final boss of that whole virus saga is the face paralyzed and that's it. Like, what's next for people who have had that? How much worse does it get? Spontaneous combustion? Damn. So symptoms can include a painful rash inside the ear canal and outside the ear. At times attacking the tongue and the roof of the mouth. Due to the inner ear involvement, people with the condition can also suffer from vertigo, the sensation of dizziness or things spinning around you. Oh, I mean, I have that every time I stand up. Or tinnitus. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but tinnitus. A ringing in the ear. Hate that. Gross. So those are terrible symptoms. And I'm so thankful I've never had that. I'll probably get monkeypox now for saying this. What other animals have pox? Rat pox, sugar glider pox, jellyfish pox. Like, ew. Imagine getting, like, mouse pox. That's disgusting. He still looked pretty good, though, in the video. Like, he still looked cute. He's rocking it. He had to cancel shows because of it, which is really upsetting. He has to cancel shows over a lot of things, if you think about it. He had to cancel shows over Lyme disease, COVID, and now this syndrome. This bitch has to cancel shows for everything. Buy a protection plans for your tickets. If you buy a Justin Bieber ticket, because there's a high chance you're not going. No shade to Justin. I mean, I thought my immune system was bad. This poor man. So about the prognosis of this Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, people usually recover and get full functionality back in their face in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Thank God. That's why it's okay, you know, to joke about it a little. Most people completely recover. It'll be fine. Go back to normal. He's doing facial exercises right now and he's young and he's healthy. So I'm sure he will be great. He reassured his fans that he will be okay. And just listen to him kind of describe it.
And I'm going to get better. And I'm doing all these facial exercises to get my face back to normal. And it will go back to normal. It's just time. And we don't know how much time that's going to be, but it's going to be okay. And I have hope and I trust God and I trust that this is all going to, it's all for a reason. And I'm not sure what that is right now, but in the meantime, I'm going to rest and I love you guys. Peace.
It's good that he's taking his time off and recovery seriously, because your health really is the most important thing. And I want him to pamper himself, do every single thing he needs to do, spend, you know, this is his full-time job right now, recovering. And I know he'll be taking it seriously like that. I'm sure Hailey Bieber's helping him. Justin and Hailey both had their faces paralyzed this year. Do you remember that? Coincidence? Maybe something bad is up in, you know, the water. In Beverly Hills or something. If you don't remember, Hailey Bieber had a mini stroke where she said she was just eating breakfast with Justin and half of her face like was drooping. And that's like the first sign of a stroke, paralyzed half the face. Very interesting. Maybe they should keep an eye out for Selena. Is she poisoning them or something? People say Selena's trolling them online. Maybe she's doing something else. I'm kidding. She's not. Anyway, wishing Justin a full recovery. Love him. Please get better. What can we learn from this? Your health is really all you have. It's the most important thing. You never really know how important your health is or how much wealth you have with your health until someone you know has a big health scare out of nowhere. someone dies out of nowhere, you have a health scare out of nowhere, you get weird unexplained symptoms, and then it puts it all into perspective that your health is literally what gets you throughout every single day. The body, your body is what is your motor in your home to get you out into the world and allow you to literally live life. And people need to put more energy and more time into their day and more of their thoughts into keeping themselves healthy mentally and physically. So remember, health is wealth. If you're ever considering doing something for your health that you know will benefit it, physical or mental, do it. It's always worth it. Invest in your health. Literally, I cannot stress that enough. Take care of yourself every single day. Midnight till morning. Call if you need somebody. I will be there for you. I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away. We all know I should be the one to say we all make mistakes. Take my hand and hold on. Tell me everything that you need to say. Cause I know how it feels to be someone. Oh yeah. Feels to be someone who loses the way. Morning, call if you need somebody. I will be there. Fat Amy has a secret. And it's not that her real name is Fat Patricia. It's that she is a lesbian. I'd rather be dry, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me. Rain, rain. Rebel Wilson came out this weekend and she revealed that she has a girlfriend. Happy Pride. You know, Pride Month is like the Masked Singer. You never know which celebrity is going to unveil themselves under the mask to be an LGBTQ mafia member. And this month it was Rebel Wilson. Rebel posted on her Instagram story, her Instagram feed, a photo with her new girlfriend. She's gorgeous, by the way. She's so pretty. Like, good for Rebel. She is a catch. She has like a perfectly symmetrical face. Her eyebrows are really similar sisters. She has gorgeous blonde hair, amazing skin, a little bit of a tan going. Her name is Ramona Agruma. That's it. She's an LA leisure wear designer. That's so fun. I know Rebel must love that. I would love the person I'm with to be a leisure wear designer. Getting free athleisure clothes, leisure clothes, comfy clothes. I mean, come on, that's amazing. In her caption, she said, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I needed all this time was a Disney princess with hearts and the rainbow emoji and hashtag love is love. And it has almost 2 million likes. So the world is very accepting to her and happy for her. I didn't like not see this coming. I don't really like to analyze people's sexualities or try to predict it or think too much into it. I'm a person who just likes to let people do them, not read too much into it or try to investigate. So I'm not like completely shocked, but either way, I'm very happy for her. I don't know if you guys are. Are you shocked that she's a lesbian? I don't know. She's skinny and she's an LGBTQ member now. You know, it's a whole new world for her. She had a whole change during COVID. But anyway, she just didn't get to come out on her own. And that's the tea. She was threatened. She had to come out because she was threatened to be outed. So basically what had happened is that Rebel Wilson was planning to do an interview with an Australian outlet called the Sydney Morning Herald, who the people at that outlet, they knew somehow that she had a girlfriend, but they also knew that she was not public with this girlfriend. Someone close to Rebel told them it was leaked to these people at this outlet. And the outlet decided that in their story with Rebel Wilson, they were going to ask her about her relationship with this new girl and they weren't going to give her a choice. They were going to ask her. And I'm assuming Rebel already signed the contract to do the story or whatever. So they told Rebel that they will give her 2 days to get ready for them to ask her about it and give her a heads up that, hey, we're going to ask you about your new girlfriend and you're going to tell us about her. And they told all of this to her 2 days before they did the interview. Then, to their surprise, Rebel Wilson comes out on her own terms on her Instagram right after they say that. Because, she didn't want it to be in the Sydney Morning Herald. She wanted to do it herself. No duh. And so the internet starts hating on this evil outlet who just wanted a story and breaking news so they can get more money and more views and more kudos for breaking the story that Rebel Wilson is a lesbian instead of letting her come out when she was ready. What if she wasn't ready, but she was now put in the position where she was forced to have to get ready? What if people in her family weren't going to be accepting of her? What if someone else she knew wasn't going to be accepting or something was going to happen? You never, or she could lose a job. She's a Hollywood actress. Maybe she could lose a job over this. They didn't care about any of that. They just wanted a story, and they told her, hey, we're going to talk about it no matter what in 2 days. So the internet started hating on the Sydney Morning Herald. Someone tweeted, and this had 200,000 likes. I am so beyond disgusted at this. Turns out Rebel Wilson only came out to avoid being forcefully outed, and now this newspaper is pissed at her for ruining their scoop. So they wrote this mess. I'm so angry, and I'm so sorry for Rebel. No one deserves this. Someone else said, absolutely living for how sputteringly salty they are that at Rebel Wilson outed herself on her own terms and robbed them of a story meant to only embarrass her. Fuck off forever, the Sydney Morning Herald. And that is absolutely right. And I'm so happy that she ruined that moment for them. But I can't even like sit here and be happy for that she like got a one up on them. They should have never done that in the first place. And that is insane. And then they wrote, trying to make themselves look like the like any sort of good guys. They said, it was in abundance of caution and respect that this media outlet emailed Rebel Wilson's representatives on Thursday morning, giving her 2 days to comment on her new relationship with a woman, LA leisurewear designer Ramona Agruma, before publishing a single word. So they were like, well, yeah, we're blackmailing her and forcing her and outing her, but we gave her 2 days. That should be a crime. That's as bad as like literally blackmail, ransom, insane criminals. And then they had the nerve to say that it was a big mistake for Rebel Wilson to come out on her Instagram. They said, big mistake. Wilson opted to gazump the story, posting about her new Disney princess on her Instagram early Friday morning. Gazump, like I guess people in Australia use that word. It's basically just means like spoiling something or like stealing it from someone else. But they just thought that Rebel stole this story from them. What fucking losers. The biggest losers I can possibly think of, that your media outlet is struggling that bad that you need to do that. I'm like kind of like a pop culture person online, and if I ever knew for a fact that a celebrity was gay or they confided in me or someone confided in me, I would never ever ever say that ever. I don't care how many views or clicks. Those views or clicks will not last, but that will last on them, forcing them out forever. They just wanted a story and money, and they took this away from her. Then they tried to gaslight, and they insinuated that the article outing Wilson would have not been such a big deal, given that, quote, sexual orientation is no longer something to be hidden, even in Hollywood. Bruh! Yes, it is! Of course, it's you know, in a perfect world that it's not something to be hidden, but the reality is, it is something to be hidden. Homophobia still exists. It's, of course, something to still be hidden. And them just trying to gaslight, saying, like, almost make her look like the bad guy for hiding it, that is so fucking insane and toxic and a horrible example. And I think everyone involved in this should be fired from the whatever fucking Herald in Australia. Fire them. Disgusting. Rebel Wilson responded and said, thank you guys for your comments. It was a very hard situation, but trying to handle it with grace. Like, you can read through that. You can read through that this is really hard for her and she was just outed and trying to handle it with grace. Like, she's probably fucking crying in her house right now. That's horrible. Her whole life has changed. She's probably dealing with so much shit because she was just outed for them to get some money. Gross. So anyway, what can we learn from this? And I'm so sorry to Rebel. I'm genuinely so sorry. But I know it will be okay. But I cannot express my sympathy enough for that moment being taken away from her. So anyway, what can we learn from this? Never out someone. In the LGBTQ world, that is the absolute worst thing you can do. You're stripping someone of their freedom, their right to be themselves when they want to open up about one of the biggest things in their life when they want to. And you're literally putting potentially their life in jeopardy for obvious reasons. So if you want to be a good ally, never, under any circumstances, you don't even tell your best friend. Don't even gossip about it a little. Do not tell anyone. Thank you guys for joining me on Pop Culture University today. I had so much fun. I'm going to be honest with you. At one point during that podcast, I left my computer and went to the bathroom and threw up. I'm not going to tell you when in the podcast I did that, but I'm really confused because I didn't even feel like I had to throw up. I felt great all day. I feel fine right now. I feel normal right now. But at one point, I was just, oh, it's coming. Gotta go. And I threw up. And I didn't know how to work it in earlier in the episode. So I was just like, I'll just tell them after. So I feel like I got more moody after I threw up. I don't know if you can tell when that was. But my week's off to an amazing start. So I hope yours is too. Stay in the grind today. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Work hard. Get that shmoney. You know what you have to do to get the life you want. Take a little step today that will improve the big picture of your life in the future. And your future self will thank you. That's what I tell myself every day. So maybe try to do that. Also, treat yourself. Take care of your mental and physical health today too. And yeah, just be the bad bitch that you are. Again, thank you for listening. Rated on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Either one, you're already here. You may as well do so. Leave a cute little review. I love reading the reviews. Post it on your Instagram story and I will DM you. And yeah, have an amazing week. And I love you so much. You will get through it. Everything will be okay. Everything will be all right. And I'll see you Wednesday. Okay, bye. Love you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.